Just in and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
DNA. Panic. Sex Glove. Bumblebee.
It's Week Girl! It's Week Girl!
94! Ken Griffey Jr., great year.
Good year.
Wasn't it? It has to be. Come on.
That sounds right. I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr., he was in his prime. I think maybe that was before he moved to Cincinnati.
I don't know. It has to be.
It was a good year.
It's a great, it had to have been. For everybody.
For what kind of fashion was happening?
If you were alive, 94 is probably
grunge,
a great year.
Grunge was fucking in.
Yeah.
Grunge was in heavy. That was peak grunge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started listening to Nirvana.
Yeah.
I didn't know Kurt Cobain was dead.
That's right. Just because of your age, you wish to listen after he died.
Yeah, it didn't really happen. And then one of my dad's friends came over and he goes, "Oh, you like listening to dead people?" Like just kind of joking around. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, what? That's great."
No.
And I was like, "What the fuck?" Then he's like, "Oh no!" He like realized, he's like, "Oh shit!" Now I have to explain to this 8-year-old what shooting yourself in the face was.
Yeek.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Nice move, dad's friend.
God, that is kind of, I do that on Spotify now where it's like, I'll find some new artist and it is so sad when you're like, oh my God, I love this. Like,
when's the new album coming out?
And like, oh, never.
Oh, geez.
That happened to me with Justin Town Earl, son of Steve Earl. And his last album was fucking amazing just for like that, I don't know what you call it, like country rock, indie kind of country. And listen to him, like, man, I love every track on this album. How have I never heard this guy? Digging up the stuff. Oh, had a heroin overdose 3 months ago.
Right after, yikes. While recording the album that you really like.
While recording the album.
Why is this album only 8 songs long? Overdosed on the H. Gotcha. And then there's the other bands too that you look them up, you're like, oh wow, this album is so great. And you're like, what could they be doing now? Mm-hmm. And you listen to the new albums, you're like, fuck.
I know, that's
kind of ruined it for me. I wish you would have died. You just left us with what you had because you're ruining it.
You know, my example
of
that.
Your own legacy, you're fucking ruining it.
My example of that is Christopher Cross. like the early like yacht rock classics of Saline, I think is the name of one song. And Ride Like the Wind. Ride Like the Wind. And there's two songs that I just like great summer yacht rock songs. And I remember at a record shop, I remember finding it on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of copies and it was like $2. And it was like classic record shop guy. I can't remember what city this in, but it was, like the snooty, like basically looking down at you for even buying that album.
Looking down at you for coming in there to get something you don't already own it.
Right, exactly. And when I just kind of joking, I'm like, oh man, I can't believe this is only $2. And without like, it wasn't even trying to be funny. He just goes, well, yeah, it's a terrible album.
Well, it seems like that's your opinion. No, it's fact. And he just takes it back out of your hands. Listen, just go anything else. Go.
But then to his credit, I listened to the album and I was like, oh, those are the only good songs.
This is a terrible album.
And he's one of those guys that put out like 11 more albums or something afterwards. And I would just like listen. I'm like, oh, this is unbearable. How did it go from these two great tracks to just 30 years of like, what?
Wow.
That's what you did in the studio?
What happened to you? Is your family proud? Because no one else is.
What are you doing? We know you have it in you.
Yeah. Or you did.
He did.
Maybe you smoked it out.
Right.
You want to smoke that passion right out of your heart. Okay, well, we do have to make an announcement that we know is going to be sad for many people.
Yes.
It's sad for us. It's
including me. Yeah, exactly. It's sad. We are not going to be doing Is We Dumb past a few more episodes.
Yes. June 1st will be the last Is We Dumb episode.
And it is not, it is 100% on me. And it is not because the show isn't good or the fans haven't been awesome or Joe hasn't been awesome. For a long time behind the scenes, and I'm very averse to, like, I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to be a whiner. Yeah. And I've just been, like, you know, working a crazy amount of hours. And I know a lot of fans realize it because I think it is unusual for fans to write the person they like and be like, you don't have to work all the time, man. Like, to get emails being like, yeah, maybe just hang out. Like,
hey, maybe dial it back a bit.
I posted
and you write back, fuck you!
I'm busy!
Fuck you! Hail Nimrod!
But I posted a thing yesterday with, like, pictures of me and Lindsay, and some fan was like, oh, it's great to see you, you know, posting, like, personal stuff. Like, there's more to life than work.
They're just trying to get nudes out of you. They're like, that's great. Maybe you should, what other things you guys do together?
Give me some more
in your DMs. I love your personal stuff.
The truth is behind the scenes. I mean, it's not that, like, what I'm doing is, like, you know, roofing or anything physically demanding, but it's time and to get the content out. You know, we've proud that we've never missed an episode on all the shows. And really it's like four podcasts because it's Time Suck, Scared to Death, Is We Dumb, and then The Secret Suck off Time Suck and then some other bonus stuff. And then with stand-up coming back, you know, we launched all these during the pandemic when I wasn't touring, and balancing four weekly shows, you know, stand-up touring commitments, family life, and the kids as they're getting older, it's like a different level of interaction. Kyler's a junior, Monroe is an eighth grader, and then with Lindsay, and it is that thing of, you know, it's been a lot of years now of like, oh, dad can't do that. You guys go watch a TV show. I'm going to go work it on the computer.
Don't even ask dad.
Well, and it has kind of gotten to the point where, like, they do less and less. And then even my family, like, they don't, like, even think of, like, inviting me to things because, like, they know, you know, just hearing for years of, like, I can't, too much work.
And probably trying not to make you feel bad, too.
Exactly. Trying to make me feel guilty. And
wearing
then
anxiety. Like, God damn it. Yeah.
Right.
It just adds to everything. Yeah.
And Lindsay's been so good. You know, it's like no spouse. She's the most supportive, but no spouse is like, oh man, okay, I'm gonna let you do all these hours and take care of everything else in life forever. You know, it's like that thing of, like, when you build the business. Like, I was thinking about it in my head. It's a weird thing to walk away from something you love, which is like this project. But I was thinking, like, what if you opened up a pizza shop and you're like, oh man, I hope this pizza shop works. Mm-hmm. And then it's a huge success, but you have to make the pizza. Nobody else can make the pizza, you know, on that particular. And then you open up like a taco shop. Mm-hmm. You're like, I wonder if we could pull off a taco shop too. And then the taco shop works. And you're like, oh my God, but you have to make the tacos. And then so you're leaving one job to go to the next job. Mm-hmm. And then you get like, in a manic state almost.
I like hamburgers.
Let's do a hamburger. And then the hamburger shop works. And then now it's been a couple years of, like, you leave the pizza shop to go to the taco shop, and you leave the taco shop to go to the hamburger shop, and maybe you get a little bit of sleep.
Right.
And everybody, all three of the shops, like, man, don't ever stop making these.
Right.
And you're like, I'm so tired.
Do you guys have punch cards?
Yes.
I'll be back tomorrow. Good.
So the only reason, it's just a business, you know, this was the third show to launch, and, you know, financial wise, if we were to let go of one of the other shows, we'd have to let go of some employees we work with on some level. And this was just the best way to keep everything going. Still going to be working with Joe on The Secret Suck, Time Suck, Scared to Death. And then I'm excited that Joe is going to carry the Wednesday noon torch with a similar show. So it's like, I'm only backing away because I'm afraid. I didn't have like a breakdown, but over the Christmas holidays, I had the closest I've come to like, oh, I'm going to snap. Like, I was so tired.
This.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. And, and you have these crazy thoughts where you love everything that you're doing. At the same time, you have this thought of, like, one more year and then fuck all of this.
Right.
I'm just going to hang out my yard and read books.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, and I'm like, well, that's not healthy. Mm. I started a little bit of therapy, and my therapy is basically, what are you doing? it's not normal to work that many hours every single week indefinitely.
Yeah.
But Joe, so I'm thankful for the ride. We're going to leave the feed up, leave the videos up on YouTube, leave the stuff up in the store. Joe and I are still going to do at the gathering, you know, like a live show. And then Joe, you know, one thing I felt guilty about too was Joe's had a lot of good ideas over the last year and a half that he would bring up to me, and my immediate emotional reaction was like, I can't! You know, just like, no!
La, 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 la. Runs out of the room. Dan!
And Joe's done the lion's share of the work on this, and he would have done the lion's share of the work on the bonus content, but just having to commit to anything else weekly basis or monthly business-wise, I just knew was too much.
Mm-hmm.
So now Joe is untethered, and he is, he can, like, do more, you know, with a similar concept that he'll be talking about.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, Is We Dumb was great. We loved it. We still love it. And like you said, it's staying up. It's a part of the entire family.
Yeah.
It'll be part of the, like you said, the summer camp. It'll be on the website.
Yeah.
It'll be merch. Like all that kind of, it exists because people are going to find
there's
it.
There's still going to be hours and hours of it.
Out there. Yeah. There's a, there'll be almost 100 episodes. Actually, there will be 100. We're going to find a way to make it to 100.
Technically, there's going to be 100 episodes.
I'm not going to tell you how we're going to do it. We're going to fall a little bit short by the time we wrap this up June 1st. We promise you that June 1st episode will be the 100th episode.
Yep. It'll all make sense soon.
It will. But no, I'm teaming up with a friend of mine. His name is Brian Albrandt, and he is a social media star.
Yeah.
He worked at KXOY. We didn't know each other, which is where I worked in radio.
Yeah.
But I was hubbed out of Coeur d'Alene, and then he was in Spokane. So we knew of each other.
Yeah.
And then one of my other good friends is really good friends with Brian. Anyway, so before we even worked in the same building, he had a video that took off and went huge.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's like 40, 50 million plays, right?
Oh my God.
And he's like, oh my God, maybe I could do this for a living. So he got fired from KXOY and said, well, now I don't have a choice. So he started making these videos, and that's what he does full time. He makes a lot of parenting videos. If you look up Brian Albrandt, you probably have seen his videos. Like, you'll be like, oh, that's the guy in that blonde wig that wears the spandex and pretends to be his wife.
Okay.
Like, you'll see it and be like, oh, yeah, that's Brian. So we've always respected each other's grind. And then finally, this came up. I reached out to him. And he's like, yeah, let's fucking do it.
That's
so
awesome.
We are. And the show is going to be called Can You Don't?
Yeah.
Which, if you like Is We Dumb, a lot of the same features are being carried over to Can You Don't? The same content. The segments have kind of been reworked to embrace more in some situations. Like, for example, the starting question.
Yeah.
We kind of got pigeonholed into being a would you rather.
Right.
The other show will not be pigeonholed in that same. It's going to be more wide open. Each segment will have more possibilities of bringing these different things in. And of course, there'll be different segments that people have never heard of before.
And play to your guys' chemistry, which is going to be different.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like one of those is called Petty Beef, where it's like arguments within relationships or friends or roommates.
Yeah.
And then you bring that argument into the Petty Beef courtroom, and then we will decide who's right or wrong. And there'll be certain times that Brian and I will disagree. And then we'll be fighting each other
perfect.
Figure out who's right.
Yeah.
Logan is hopping over, so he'll be the producer for Can You Don't.
That's awesome.
So again, like we're trying to continue the Is We Dumb tradition the best we can, just in a different environment.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is funny. Like, Brian is a very, very funny guy. He's never done a podcast before. But so there'll be a little bit of that curve going in.
You guys have been beta testing too, which is good.
Yeah, we have a handful of beta test episodes. Episode one, actually, at the time that we're doing this, like, it's ready to go. I guess because you have to get things done way ahead of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Can You Don't? That's where we hope all of you dummies will come over and join us, and they'll be, you know, it'll be complemented by a lot more video stuff, like you said, with the time that we didn't have here with Is We Dumb. That's what Brian does for a living.
Yeah.
He knows how to do it. So that'll be an added perk of bringing this over to, you know, to something that Brian and I are working on.
And I know there was a call, you know, here for like, you know, bonus episodes and things like that. It's like, there'll be a lot more of those options.
Yeah.
You know, with your new show, which again, it's like,
unless everyone hates it, but we do plan on starting a Patreon.
Yeah.
But if we get over there and everyone's like, you know what, this is fucking terrible. Well, bummer news for us.
Then replan.
Not doing a Patreon. But I promise you dummies, you're going to love Brian. He's a very funny dude. Weirdly, looks like me a little bit.
Funny.
Which is also funny. Both a little gingery. But yeah, it'll be a whole different... It's a different show in a sense that he has his own take on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy what Is We Dumb is, you're going to like Can You Dumb.
And yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to check that out.
And the audio trailer is live right now.
Yeah.
At the time this episode comes out. So check it out.
You can go subscribe.
Yep. Got the socials, got all that kind of stuff. And if you want to get a jump, that same content that you send in to us here at Is We Dumb, you can start sending it in right now to Can You Don't.
Yeah.
Because it's going to play over there. And that email is, hey guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, guys. That's it.
But
this has been a fucking blast.
It's been a blast.
We've talked a ton off the mic about just like figuring out like what this was. We both love doing this, but it just came to a point where what else could we do? Like, that was it. It just kind of got, you know, hit a ceiling.
And just time, you know, it's like I just saw.
Time-wise, hit a ceiling. It's like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, and I just found myself like being snappy with people over things that didn't deserve. Like, I just didn't like who I was becoming stretched that thin.
You stabbed me.
I stabbed Joe.
Mm-hmm. No, but I was like, wow, what's that for? He's like, fuck, it is me, dumb.
But it's just a terrible mindset to always be like, always be on the edge of being irritated because you have more to do. You know, so it's like even like I go home for dinner. And if the conversation goes too long, which is a nice thing normally, I'm like looking at the clock being like, guys, we've got to wrap this up. I got 3 hours of research.
Okay, anyway, how was your day? You got 5 minutes. What'd you learn at school today? 2 minutes. Like chess clock?
Go. And my fear also is that all the shows were going to start to suffer pretty soon. Just if I became like a frustrated person, I know that's just going to bleed into like creative work. It just, it can't not do that. You just become like naturally bitter. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. And, but it's been so much fun. Nothing to do with it not being fun. And so glad we've met so many new fans, entertained existing fans. Mm-hmm. And I'll still be doing stand up. You can come see shows, still be doing Time Suck. Joe and I will still be doing the Secret Suck, you know, segments together. They'll still be scared to death. And hopefully you can keep I can keep the rest going for a long time. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Joe's show also lasts for a long time. And there's still lots of content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there'll be plenty.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about this more as we make our way towards the last episode again. That's going to be on June 1st.
Yeah.
And on that exact same day will be the very first episode of Can You Don't. So
yeah, perfect.
It's going to be a handoff.
Yep, a great transition.
It'll release at 11:45, just like this one did every Wednesday. So you should feel right at home.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's it.
Good job this whole time.
Good job to you.
And thank you for everyone for supporting this show the whole time. Yeah, it's wasn't for lack of support.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was great. Yeah, I mean it was a monumental mark, I know, in my career. It was just fun to do it and explore it.
Yeah.
And it's going to live on indefinitely, so.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see, you know, like, what you'll do with this next one, and I just like this next one will be yours. I mean, you know, yours and Brian, but really, it's your studio.
Right.
And you can fire him at any time.
You know? True. It's fair. Yeah. Well, actually, I can't fire him for 1 year.
Oh, you got a contractual
thing. Contractual thing. I can't fire him for 1 year.
You could phone, okay, if you don't like the new show after a little while,
right.
You could phone it in,
mm-hmm.
Do a second show that he has nothing to do with.
Or make him quit.
You can make him. You can make life hell for him.
He's like, and what do you have for us this week? I'm like, I have nothing.
You can just be quiet. You can just be every episode. He's like, hey Joe, what's going on? And just be like, just straight up, just be like, fuck you.
Oh no, I wish I wasn't here.
I fucking hate being here. How are you doing? I fucking hate you, and I wish you weren't in my house.
Right.
You can be really antagonistic, and then you know. So there's a lot of possibilities.
Yes, there is. And just on the note of the studio, I am pumped about Can You Don't, because we went. I mean, really big on the set. The
Joe built out his own studio.
Yeah, there's arcade. It's a whole arcade vibe.
Yeah.
So it's very fun. But along with all of that, I guess we should announce some new merch. If you want to buy some merch for a show that's not going to be around anymore, you can.
Hey, you know what? A lot of people wear bands, shirts.
Speaking of Nirvana.
Going back. People who are dead.
Right.
Right? Kurt Cobain doesn't. You know what? Kurt Cobain doesn't give a fuck if you wear a Nirvana shirt.
Nope.
But we're still alive. Right, exactly. We'll appreciate it if you don't shirt still.
And this one is off of a joke that, I mean, I still do it around my house.
Okay.
Just that bad So this shirt, Dumb Thugs in Harmony. There you go.
Dumb Thugs in Harmony.
Available right now at isbedumb.com or head over to badmagicmerch.com. If you want to buy our shirt and you want to wear it at the shows.
If you want to support our show, this is because it doesn't mean it wasn't a good ride. I hope you had fun.
Remember the good times.
Remember the good times.
So go ahead and check that out at isbedumb.com or head over to badmagicmerch.com. All right, well, let's get to our starting question.
Let's do it.
All right, let's roll it. Logan!
The very super most important starting question.
So sent in by Dummy James.
Okay.
I don't know where James lives.
Or Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy James.
He didn't write Jimmy.
Maybe his mom calls him Jimmy.
All right. Jimmy James. Would you rather, whenever you're in a vehicle, have the horn constantly blasting for the entire trip, which goes back, I'm guessing, to one of our very first Is We Dumb episodes, where I shared the story of me accidentally punching my horn in, and then I had to drive through the entire valley with my horn blasting.
Yeah.
So, have your horn constantly blasting the entire trip, or you have to personally do a full tire rotation before driving anywhere. Not fun.
Jesus.
Have you ever done it? I've changed a spare tire.
I've never done a tire rotation.
So first
Fuck
thing,
that.
If you pick the full tire rotation, you're going to have to get a car lift or whatever those things are called. Because I'm not going around and jacking up one tire at a time to go get some ice cream on a Tuesday night.
Man, I feel like this is going to affect where you choose to live. It's like you want to live where you can walk to basically everything.
Work from home. You're going to be so sad,
walk
though.
Walk to the grocery store.
But like, I would love to make it. Can you come pick me up?
Oh, but with the honk thing, that's so embarrassing.
Do a drive? No more drive-thrus for you.
No more drive-thrus.
I'd like to get a... Sorry, sir, can you quit? I can't!
How many fights? How many people?
With chicken nuggets, please.
What?
Can you imagine? I've never had that. I've never seen that happen. Seen a video of that happen. Had it happen to me. I've never, like, someone with their horn just laying on the horn in the drive-thru. That's so aggressive.
Everyone's gonna hate you.
I just wonder, like, how many times a day people try to fight you.
All the time.
People. I mean, you're gonna have to make sure you have like a solid window system, like doors, like,
and a good shrug.
Good shrug, some kind of sign. Sorry, it's just I can't turn it off.
Just, it says honk if you're horny. You just hold that up, and then the whole time just, and
you get vanity.
Honk if you like fat asses. And you're just like smiling at everybody. making a big fun joke.
Your vanity plate just says like that guy.
Right.
Just something. Just
loud and proud.
Loud and proud.
However you fit that on there. Honk for ass. That will fit on there.
Yeah, honk number four. Honk for ass. Honk for ATM.
Right.
Just something really aggressive.
Driving by everybody. Oh, man. That Doppler effect. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting to pick up your kids after a sporting event.
I know. You can't. Oh, man.
Are you allowed to try to dampen it at all?
Like put like some insulation foam in your motor?
Yeah, something.
In your motor and see how that goes for you?
You should be able to.
Can you imagine? Fucking popping your hood and displaying like soundproofing foam into your fucking engine. Just hoping for the best.
The whole engine block. Right. And just hope that like nothing goes wrong. That they have to like rip all that foam back out.
Car dies, but it's a magic horn. So it just keeps going. You have to go to the mechanic. What'd you do? Well... But your son's at like baseball practice or whatever it may be.
Oh,
you know,
God.
He coaches hitting him some grounders at shortstop. He's the best.
Yeah.
He's all state. And he's picking him up. And for 2 miles out, just like this.
Fuck.
It just gets louder and louder and louder. Ah, I think your dad's coming. Whole team laughs.
Could you?
Does he roll down the road 2 miles away with a horn honk?
With the tire rotation, okay, let's say you're going, okay. Gonna go to Butte, Montana from here and pick something up and then drive back. You rotate your tires here before you go. Do you have to, if you turn the car off in Butte?
I think so.
You have to rotate your tires again to head home?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Good for your tires. Like, there is that.
Your tires are so rotated?
Balanced. Balanced as fuck, those tires
are. Man. I think, I mean, is
Ever driven in a car that has unbalanced tires?
I don't think so.
No, it's not fun.
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I would have known that's what was going on.
I'm sure that I think, and God, I might be wrong with this, but it could be the alignment of the steering wheel, but I do think if your tires are not balanced, that's how you get that shake in the steering wheel.
Oh!
And it starts going back and forth.
Okay, okay.
I'm sure there's other things that would cause that same.
I think I've had that in a car before, mm-hmm. like when I was younger.
Yeah, Erin, in her Isuzu Rodeo. That we had before the car she has now. Actually, the car before the car, the convertible.
Okay.
I still see it driving around, which is fun. But yeah, it would get the worst shakes when you're going fast. It would terrifying.
Oh, and then if you went,
if you just go like, if you go 80, it'll stop. Like it's shaking so fast now that you're like your hand doesn't notice. But if you're going 50 or something, it's going. It's gonna throw you around.
Oh man.
Yeah. You have to power through the overbalance, turn into a weird massage tool. But yeah, I don't know.
I think I'm taking the horn.
Really?
Yeah, because like, I wouldn't want to ever fucking drive anywhere.
Right.
If I had to rotate the tires.
You'd have to just have like a personal driver or walk or ride your bike.
I'd have to hire, if I had the money to have a guy who like, and I picture him wearing the outfit, like he has the name tag, like the mechanic's outfit, like Sam, little patch on his shirt, like the overalls, you know, that's fucking stained in grease, got his work boots on. Mm-hmm. And basically he just goes with me every time I have to go anywhere. So like before I need to leave somewhere, I'm like, Sam, let's rotate the tires.
It says you have to personally do it.
Oh.
So Sam's out. Fuck Sam.
Then absolutely
he,
not.
He can cheer you on.
Then horn.
Horn. Okay, fine.
Because at least it's not the fucking, horn is... I think I would acclimate to how much everyone hated me.
Yeah, and this says a vehicle that you drive, but I mean, technically, whatever you're on, you are driving it, right?
Right,
they
right.
say ride because you're on top of it.
Yeah.
But I do picture how funny it would be if you had to rotate the wheels on your skateboard. What are you doing? Sorry, 1 second. Little ratchet. Like, 1 second. Okay, I'm ready to go. push away. Bike tires, gotta swap them. But yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the car horn, but that's so bad. But at least you can drive.
Okay, at least you can, yeah.
But
everyone hates you.
Everyone hates you.
But, you know, if you had to go get groceries, whatever like that, a 5-minute trip doesn't turn into a hour trip. Joey Honks. Yeah, everybody would know you.
I didn't mean that to be a racial thing. But. Joey Honks.
Anywhere you go, like if you go to the grocery store, I mean, that would be a funny thing where like everybody knows who's about to walk in the door. When they just hear in the park, and then turn it off.
Right.
And then 20 seconds later, sorry, everybody.
Sorry. Drive-in movie theater back in the day? That you're out.
Drive-in movie theater. If you had the balls to go to a drive-in movie theater with that curse, you should be killed.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're dead and you're still in the driver's seat, they got to yank you out and turn that car off.
Yeah.
Okay, so horn stuff. Thanks, Jimmy James.
Good job, Jimmy James.
We're going to dive back to a story that happened a few weeks ago now, but we just haven't had a chance to talk about it. You ready?
Okay.
Do it!
Dumb in the wild.
Have a look at this little beauty.
Okay. I got to say something real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I find funny about Minneapolis? Not like in the city itself or the people that live there.
Yeah.
But in how it's spelled.
Yeah.
That word, for whatever reason, you can get away with being so far off, and the computer's like, I got you.
Oh, like they spelled it. They like know people
some,
struggle.
There's some words that you miss, like, I know, one letter. Two of them, it's like, I don't know.
Yep.
No idea.
Yep.
But Minneapolis, you could be like, Minneapolis. It's like, Minneapolis?
Did you mean Minneapolis?
Right. Macaroni, you're like a chocolate. It's like, Minneapolis, gotcha, no problem. Because no one knows how to spell it unless you live there. Kind of like Coeur d'Alene.
Yes, I forget. I still confuse. I think it is now, okay. It's C-O- E-U-R, right?
Boom.
For the longest time, I was doing C-O-U-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And then I did that so many times wrong that to this day, I'm like, is it E
right?
or U?
And you're not alone. I believe one of the times we talked about this earlier on the show, it's been so long, I don't know for sure. But also Coeur d'Alene High School, because I remember I was doing the morning show on radio.
Right.
And it was a funny thing that got sent in. They printed out a ton of basketball towels, like for their home basketball game.
They spelled their own high school name wrong?
They spelled their own high school name wrong.
It's a fucking weird word. Well, because it's not an English word.
C-O-U-E-R.
Yeah.
Whoops. And they just had thousands and thousands of them printed. And everyone's like, okay.
Heart of the all.
Doesn't look good. Yeah.
I do think it sounds cooler just on the Coeur d'Alene thing than the translation. The English translation is Heart of the All.
Mm.
That's a weird fucking name for a town.
It is.
If you're like, I live in Heart of the All, Idaho. Coeur d'Alene sounds way more sophisticated.
Sexier. Coeur d'Alicious. If I may.
Ooh, nice.
Thanks.
I always have to do a little jingle. What? D-O-E-U-R.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Get the phonetic.
You have a gosh dang jingle out there?
Yeah, that's what happens in my head every time I spell it.
C-O-E-U-R.
There was a town that had a dog and
what is that called?
Lynn was its name.
What is that called, Logan? A mnemonic device?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good way to do it.
That sounds like a bomb.
A mnemonic device? It does.
He got arrested. suspect was arrested with a pneumatic device.
So in Minneapolis, I was going to Raleigh, North Carolina, and there was a mechanical problem. Actually, this was a kind of funny thing that led to this dumb in the wild situation. You know, they don't always tell you. Well, I guess they do usually tell you what roughly kind of mechanical situations going on the plane when the plane doesn't take off on time. Mm-hmm. But this one just sounded so major. It was just funny how casual they were about it, which I guess obviously it's not that big of a deal. But they couldn't get one of the engines to start. And so they're like, oh, we're just going to bring this machine out to start the engine for us, and then we'll be good to go. And I'm like, that sounds dangerous.
But what if it
the
stops?
Engines are very important.
What if it stops again?
That's what I thought. I'm like, well, what if it stops mid-flight?
Then can you start it?
You're not going to have one of these machines.
Listen, I'm not an airplane scientist. Can you start it? If you can't start it here, can you start it up there?
That seems like something, but maybe we should get a different plane.
Right. Right now, there's like way less wind than when we're up there.
Right. So takes us an hour and a half to get this figured out, and that causes me to miss my connection to go to Raleigh. I was flying in the night before my shows, and by the time I get to Minneapolis, luckily Delta, the app they have, they just rebook you. So I was rebooked for the following morning. It's like, okay, I got off the plane knowing that I was going to have to get a hotel. There's a lot of hotels near the airport. So I find, I can't remember, it's a Hilton or something, 2 miles away. I'm like, okay, make the reservation on that app, get Uber. And then it was just like the weirdest 10 minutes of everything. I mean, yeah, you know, didn't make my flight, but other than that, it was nothing wrong with the day. And everything would be fine 10 minutes later. but it was just like a three things just back to back to back where I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with all you people? And I was just, it's just like the weirdest introduction to Minneapolis. And I've been there before, so it's not my first one, but just like this particular moment. So it starts with getting in the Uber to go to the hotel. Again, 2 minutes away. This guy is the most dangerous Uber ride I've ever been in.
A part of me wished he was talking about Putin. Like, what the fuck? What, like, from the past episode?
Oh, yeah. it's the same guy.
Same guy. I'm like, oh my God, you're up here too?
It's this guy from Morocco. It took him a long time to get his visa. And I just put it together now. Oh my God.
You're right.
It's the same fucking guy.
Same guy.
He moved to Raleigh the next day. Right. No, is so this guy's driving, and he was, I don't know, about my age, a little bit older, and he seemed like a nice guy. But at first, I was like, he was distracted on his phone. You know, a fair amount of people do text when they drive. And so I'm not going to be the passenger. I was like, hey, can you stop doing that? Because then, you know, they can just, I guess, if they wanted to, just like get out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tired. And that's another thing. I was so tired. I was planning on sleeping on that next flight. I was working on the first one, going to sleep. So when I get to Minneapolis, I'm like, damn, I'm just so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like dealing, arguing with this guy. But then he texts, and then he's like looking at his phone so long. He's not doing the look back and forth. He's just straight up staring, and I'm watching us drift over into the next lane. And I can see a car coming up like, ah, da, 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 da. And then, you know, he corrects.
Mm-hmm.
We almost hit, and this is in 2 miles, three different people. He texted almost until we get to the hotel, and then he explained himself. He's like, oh, sorry, another driver was having trouble, you know, finding out where to go in the airport. And my thought was that I'm not going to get an argument with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking call him then.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, what, you think it's going to be rude in the midst of your Uber, you know, ride to call him?
Uh-huh.
And it's more polite to just drive like a fucking maniac all of it while you just take prolonged stares into your phone, not paying attention at all. There was a fair amount of traffic around us.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man. So I'm a little bit like, not rattled, but just like, what the fuck was that about when I get to the hotel?
Irritated.
Irritated. So then I check in. I checked on the app. So they already had picked the room out. I just had to grab the key from the front desk. This has never happened to me in all my years of hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to my room, walk in, and someone is not in the room at that moment, but it's their room. The bed is fucking clearly slept in, extra gross. The telltale signs of someone jerking off in the bed, a little bit of lotion, a small towel, little white towel on the nightstand.
So you sure he wasn't like under the bed?
I don't know.
He heard the door like, fuck! Just rolled off.
There was shit in the trash everywhere. I mean, for a second, I thought I was waiting for someone like to walk out of the bathroom. Like, what are you doing in my room?
Not literal shit in the trash.
Not literal shit.
Okay.
Not literal shit. That would be ethical. He took a shit in the trash, as people do.
Right. telltale signs.
We've all been there.
Jerking off.
You jerk off. You shit in the trash. You jerk off in your bed and you get a good night's sleep.
See, I do it the other way. First thing I do is I jerk off my bed, and then while I'm like standing up to go clean myself off or like maybe go pee one more time, I shit in the trash can.
Can you imagine if for some reason
get a snack, shit in the trash?
I've never talked about it, and I thought that was normal. And I've been staying in hotels for like, you know, traveling and touring for like 20 years, and then just right now I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
Oh my, that's upsetting.
Oh no.
Oh no. I thought someone told me a long time ago that that's what you're doing.
That's
in hotels.
Thank you.
That's how you thank the mates.
Right.
Is like, great job. You take a shit in the trash. And then they see that and they're like, this guy gets it.
Wow. Happy stay. 5 stars.
What a happy stay.
What a happy guy.
So I'm
he was so excited. He couldn't hold it in.
And I'm a little bit tired and irritated. So I didn't even think that, like, I'm not seeing clothes and stuff, but mm-hmm. I'm seeing wrappers and like food around. And so I think like I've just walked in on someone's room. So I'm like, what is no one just paying attention to how to do anything here? Mm-hmm. So I go back down to the desk, and then she just thinks it's funny. She's like, oh man. She's like, you know, kind of laughs. She's like, oh, sorry about that. We'll get you a different room. And so she gets me a different room. And then as I'm walking away, she's like, I hope you don't walk in on somebody again. Or I hope someone's not staying in this room. And I'm like, not in a joking mood. I'm like, yeah, me too.
That would have been me at the front desk. That's exactly what I would have said.
Right.
Like, I'd be a bummer. Someone else is staying in this room too, huh, buddy?
So I'm tired. I'm cranky. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Try my best.
So then I'm trying to hurry back up there because I want to get some food at the restaurant. One of the reasons I picked this hotel is because they have a restaurant in the hotel, so I can grab food and just go to bed because I have to get up early the next morning for the next flight.
Mm-hmm.
Go back up. No one's staying in this room. Drop my shit off. Go back down. There is a wait here to be, you know, like for the hostess will seat you kind of sign. I stand there. And then but it looks like dark back there. I'm like, well, they said it was open. And I confirmed with somebody, maybe the second time I went back down, I'm like, the restaurant's open till 10? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm standing there And then the lady who I guess was the hostess, she comes over and she's wrapping up some people's to-go orders on a counter about 15 feet away. She sees me, looks back down, does her thing. And I'm just still standing there. I mean, the sign is telling me to stand there. Mm-hmm. And then she just goes, what do you want? and so this is like, driver, fucking wrong room. And then this bitch is like, what do you want? And I'm like,
am I fucking bothering you?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same kid.
Right.
Same Uber driver. Fucking same kid. This is what we're working with right now.
It was, but this lady, old enough to know better, she's probably in her 50s. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, I was hoping to eat at the restaurant. And she goes, to go or for here? And I was like, no, I'd like to eat here. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even say anything to me, just points at the bar.
Throws a fork at you?
Just points over there. Oh my God. So then I'm like, okay.
Right.
And so then I just turn around and I'm like, all right, you fucking lunatic. I said something like loud enough for her to hear, like, mm-hmm. all right, you fucking asshole, sure. You know, something. And then, so now I go over in the bar is where you can sit, but no, there's no signage mm-hmm. saying any of this. And then the waiter, and then it was annoying. I hear the guy who ended up waiting on me go talk to her talking to him and pointing at me like I'm the asshole. And so now he's dealing with like me with like kid gloves when he starts like too friendly. Uh-huh. Hey, are you doing okay? You have an okay night? And then just like, are you sure that I can get you water? I'll be right back with the water.
Do you have money? You have money. Okay. And I'll keep being nice.
Right. So then it was fine after that. So then by the end, but then it's like, I am now in my head, at least I'm getting looks from the bar. So I'm like, what the fuck just happened in the last 10 minutes of this 3-minute crazy ride from the, to get here, uh-huh. wrong room, standing where the sign tells me to stand. Like
Ashton Kutcher's gonna come out and be like, pranked you, bitch, Dan, like, fucking TV cameras and shit. Like, oh, you got me.
It was fine after that, but for a second I just thought everyone in Minneapolis had just lost their minds. I even called Lindsay and I'm excited. I mean, I am doing a show, taping a special there in December. But for a second, I'm like, man, COVID fucking ruined this place. Like, I was fine like an hour later, but I'm like, no one fucking cares about their jobs. Mm-hmm. This place is a fucking shithole now. Used to be a great city. Now it's a shithole. Just because I had those three interactions back to back to back.
Whole place sucks.
The whole place sucks. They should fucking burn the entire city down.
Right. We have to move, bad news. Good news, bad news. We have to move my special.
And then actually the food was delicious. Right. And I got a good night's sleep. So it was fine.
For whatever reason, the bartender, he's in my brain, he's sitting there, he's cleaning the glass, like across the way from you, and looks and goes, just gives you a little scuff. Yep. Like,
wow. This fucking guy.
And then like a little towel over the shoulder. Right. Never see him again. No one wants to be around you.
Right, right.
Everyone's scared of you.
So people were just saying, man, fucking coming in hot.
Ooh.
That guy.
Look at this guy looking for food.
Getting saucy.
Nothing comes to mind right now, but I do know that experience where something happens and something has, and you're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on right now? And we seem to run into that with technology here in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything will be great for 8
boom,
months.
Boom, boom, boom.
And it's like, this happens, the internet goes out, and then there's a tornado.
Yep.
Like, there's, it's like, all right, cool. By the way, did you know there was 2 tornadoes that touched down here this past weekend?
No. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Actually touched down? Mm-hmm. Like,
not here in Coeur d'Alene, but in Spokane. This is, if you're listening and you're in, like, the Midwest, you're like, yeah, fucking tornadoes. It doesn't happen.
Did they actually destroy anything?
They flipped some mobile homes and some boats.
But there seriously?
Was, yeah, but no one got hurt. No one was hurt. But I think one touchdown by Airway Heights, which is by the Spokane Airport up here, and then one was in Spokane Valley. But that, I haven't looked up the stats, but that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, the weather's been weird here.
And it had it just like a little touchy poo.
Mm-hmm.
There's a word. What is it? Oh, global warming.
But we're getting the freezing part.
That's not how it changes everything. It's changes not about everything getting warm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It shifts around the patterns of everything, and then there's crazy weather things all the places.
Yeah, we had hail yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Early May hailstorm. We had a couple of them.
Sun Valley got fucking 5 inches of snow.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. What a fun ride. Don't fucking write in about global warming either. I'm not going to read it. Get out of here. Okay, you ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Logan! Well, actually, Joe, global warming. Stop it.
Before
I was just making a joke.
On the global warming, the water shortage thing, it's been so weird. I just read an article today, actually, because we've had so much rain here. It has been raining every day, it feels like, just all spring long. Like, this is the coldest spring I can remember, just like the shittiest.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
It's just been like a high of 43.
Sure could use the moisture.
Oh my God.
We need it. We must need it.
Lawn's looking good.
Super green. Can't cut it.
Very green. Can't cut it.
Can't cut it.
The grass is 3 feet tall.
Will never stop raining.
But so green.
Yeah. It's great.
But then I read something. I would be, I'm not going to be an alarmist. You know, I'm sure things are fine down in Southern California and Arizona, but the water, like, levels.
Everything's fine about the water.
It's terrifying. Like, if I'm down there.
I know it is.
If I'm down there, I'm like, hey, yeah, maybe we should look about moving to a wetter place. Right. But it is a weird thing where I feel like probably everybody's just kind of, not everybody's ignoring it, but I think a lot of people are just trying to, God, it'll work itself out. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it's getting, like, comically so low. Like, some of these reservoirs that were once enormous 10 years ago, they look like mud puddles.
Is it Havasu? Which one's shrinking, like, super bad? I don't think it's Havasu.
I think it is.
Tahoe?
It's the one behind Hoover Dam, Lake Mead. Mead is, like, they're finding bodies of people who were, like, buried in, like, the 40s and the 50s that used to be at the bottom of the lake. Mm-hmm. And they just recovered, like, a canister with, like, human remains from, like, the 50s or something. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, you see the watermarks, and it feels like the watermark is 1,000 feet above where the water is.
Right. And someone in that boat is like, it'll work its way out. Like, sitting in a puddle.
Yep.
in a puddle, their tiny little, like, their medium-sized yacht.
Trying to catch the last.
This will turn around.
They're trying to catch the last three fish that are still alive in the lake. It's gonna be fine.
We'll just bring it up to the dock. Well, we're gonna have to drag it up this hill. Your dock is now a mountain. People 400 feet up.
People's boats, like, there's no more slips or anything. They're just wherever they happen to sink
Whatever puddle they happen to be in.
You just ride your bike to your boat. Right. And then you just climb up into your boat and just sit there in a fucking dry lake bed.
And that's it.
Ah, oh, man, it's beautiful.
Beautiful day to be on the water.
You're blowing up floaties and just fucking toss them down in the mud.
Sitting in the mud.
Just going and laying on top of a floatie on top of the mud.
Fishing.
Like, what a great day at the lake.
What a great day at the lake. Just pretend. Pretend. Don't ruin this for me.
But don't listen to me, though. Everything's fine.
On your speakers, you have water noises. Right. Like, on your boat.
Oh, my God. That's how sad it becomes. You just sit on a boat with, like, fucking water noises. You get a big screen TV that just has, like, fucking waves and shit on it. Right. Man, it feels good to be out in the lake.
Everyone gets a squirt gun. Do you feel like you're getting splashed by waves every now and again?
You have to ration the squirt guns, though, too. Like,
right.
You get a squirt gun, but, like, listen.
They're full of mud.
Bottles of water are cheap. It's a mud gun. Go fill up that mud gun.
Yeah, I love Grandpa's boat. Love you too, buddy. Okay, so we do have a Dumb Dumb Idiots listener edition today. And we have some really good stories to get into. So that's what we're going to do right now. First story is coming in from Dummy Matthew. Says, what's up, dummies?
Hello.
Matthew from Georgia here. I've been wanting to send this story in for a while, but I've been super busy being a lazy piece of shit.
Okay.
That's fair. A couple of months ago, my wife and I were on the fast track to sexy time. I know that feel. Mm-hmm. You see the spark and you're like, I might have a chance tonight.
Yep, yep.
All we had to do was get the kids in bed and they could punch my one-way ticket to Pound Town. Just before it was time to get busy, who pops in my head? None other than my good friends, Dan and Joe. Oh. Always a pleasant surprise. But the sex was good. I recalled some advice you gave on an earlier episode of Is We Dumb. You talked about busting a quick nut before hanky panky, a classic move to avoid the ultimate bedroom letdown, which is come too soon.
You don't want to come too soon. You want to get your dick hard and get in a pussy before it all goes away.
Then you mentioned something I've never heard of. You said to jerk off and then stick your dick in some cold water. It sounds like something we'd say.
Yeah, it sounds right. Tracks.
On this day, my curiosity got the best of me. While my wife was in the shower, I wandered to the kitchen where every man jerks off and get me a glass of ice cold water ready, and then I get to work. Once the deed is done, I shove my junk down in the water. About 5 seconds later, I hear footsteps coming my way. Complete panic sets in because how do I explain why I have my dick dangling in my wife's favorite cup? I get myself gathered up and put away just in time for her to peek around the corner. She goes, what are you doing? She asks. Nothing, just dishes. As I drank a big gulp of my cum water.
Oh, no.
She looked at me confused, probably because the sink was still overflowing with dishes. She just turned around and walked back into the bedroom. I stood in the kitchen trying to avoid looking into the water I just drank. Eventually, I did. My thoughts were confirmed. Floating in the water was my own DNA staring back at me. I thought, better mine than someone else's, I guess. Poured the water out and went to bed. Thanks for the advice. Worked great. P.S. I think I found a video of the mysterious honey smashing people from outside your studio.
What?
And we're going to get into that in just a second.
Before we see that video, what was his name again? Down Georgia. Anthony? No.
Nope. Matthew.
Matthew. I was just picturing, like, Matthew, like, you know, does this weird, like, water gulp. And what if that was the tastiest water? He's never drank.
And he never go back?
Right. And that now, it's like in order to increase his like water intake, mm-hmm. he just dips his fucking cum dick in glasses of water. Like maybe like jerks off.
I can't say.
And then just spreads out a little bit of cum in like multiple glasses of water. Mm-hmm. So he has plenty to drink throughout the day.
Sure. I mean, I've never done that. So I can't personally say like, is it better than water?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, I've never stuck my dick in a cup of water.
Logan, start jerking off.
Will do.
And start coming in some water and bring it in. And see how this goes.
Is it salt water?
I don't know. See, I there's no way if your cum's that salty. Mm. If it's ocean water salty, you need to go to the doctor. Like something's wrong, you fucking whale.
I'll try and let you know.
Okay, thank you so much. That's so funny. I love wives. I've never gotten caught masturbating or anything so far. I'm sure there's been times my wife's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
But I've never gotten, like, just dick out, jerking off. Are you in a relationship? I know there's people that are. They're like, they don't care.
Well, my wife doesn't care.
Like, if she, like, walked in and, like, I mean, Aaron wouldn't care either, but yeah. I would care.
Yeah, I would
like,
care.
Like, I would not want to get caught jerking off. But there's relationships out there where they just, like, walk in, like, oh, sorry, I'm fucking jerking off. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean to bother you, and then get out of there, or come over and start, you know, finish the deed.
Yeah,
but I'm not in that relationship.
Lindsay masturbates. I mean, we'll like just tell each other, like she's like, oh my god, I was so horny today. I masturbated twice.
Cool.
And and then if she's like exhausted and I'm horny, she's like, well, I don't care if you just lay there and masturbate. She's like, do
really?
What you need to do.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's just,
I never. That's just not a part of my relationship. Mm-hmm. Just lay there and masturbate.
And then
fuck yeah, Logan, where are you on this?
I'm about in between. I mean, we both know that we do, but yeah. We just never really talk about it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's... I mean, I'm in that boat, too. Like, I would never, ever just do it in front of Aaron.
Right.
Like, Lord laying next to her.
Just okay. staring
yeah.
at her.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I... Yeah.
Sorry, you're tired.
I just picture she wakes
up.
Then Lindsay wakes up, and it just... like right above her face. Just like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
You said... Listen, I know you're tired.
I know you're tired.
Listen, I already said I wasn't going to. But you said...
I wasn't
going
to touch you.
You said I could jerk off. So...
No, yeah, she doesn't care at all, though.
So here's that video. And it's fucking crazy. I remember seeing this a long time ago. It's a bunch of bees in a car. Watch this.
Wow, that's terrifying. Yeah, I'll
pick it back. They're making a joke about going for a ride. Look at this car.
That's gross. What the fuck is that? That's the beehive stuff?
Yeah, abandoned car. Hornets, it looks like. So it's a bunch of beekeepers in an abandoned car that it's just overrun. Look at this back seat.
Man, what's this in the back seat?
Oh,
man, they must have moved.
That's a huge nest.
With a beekeeper suit on, could you sit in that car if you knew that you were going to be safe?
I wouldn't want to go from putting a beekeeper suit on for the very first time
right.
to sitting in that car.
No, it's a big step.
I would have to.
That'd be like never having sex to go into a gangbang.
Exactly.
Like, I don't belong.
That's too much.
Too much. Whoop, overstepped it.
Yeah, I'd be so anxious because I'd be like, what if this doesn't work? What if they're going to get inside it somehow? Okay. Then I'm going to freak out. Mm-hmm. Could you do that?
Probably now. I probably could do it now. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure why that I had to say now.
You've had a lot of experience with bees?
Not really. Yeah. But I guess I'm not. I'm scared. I would do it because of the expecting. What I'm trying to say is I would do it now because just the experience of being like, I fucking did it. But if you would ask me like 10, 15 years ago, I'd be like, no, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to do that. But I guess I'm just getting older. You're like, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? What else? I mean, everything's downhill from here. Why not fucking get attacked by bees?
I've been stung so many times. And it's not fun. But I don't have an allergic reaction or thing. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I'm like, yeah, but why? Mm-hmm. Why am I going to put myself in even the tiniest risk of those fuckers? I hate wasps. Those weren't so much.
The sound they make as they go by. That could have been wasps. I don't know the difference.
Well, I mean, that was like
are
one of the
wasps
first.
And hornets the same thing? Logan?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
There's like
variety. What are you a bee science guy?
Hornets will fuck you up more.
So they're just bigger?
Yes.
And some bite and some sting, like, you know, like honeybees. They sting
hornet.
Once and dies.
Okay. I remember that craze from Japan, the murder hornet.
Mm-hmm, and some of them will just, they'll actually like bite you instead of sting you. I think some of them can do both.
I had to go to the hospital once because I got stung by a hornet.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
God. No,
you're so mean.
They're my least favorite insect. Any of honeybees, I don't really care about.
Mosquitoes.
Honeybees
are dope.
I hate them way more than
bumblebees,
mosquitoes.
Bumblebees, big fatties.
Yeah, those are cool.
They can live
wasp,
in my house.
Hornets?
Yeah.
I genuinely enjoy burning them alive.
Like, we know.
Which, yeah, one of the first ones. It's like, that. Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I had that mentality of the only good wasp is a dead wasp.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him so much.
If there is a way to have a bumblebee as a pet, I'd do it.
Really?
Can you imagine?
Tie a little string around, dude, a little floss.
Oh my God.
That'd be so funny.
They creep me out. I don't hate them, but they creep me out.
Super big? Like, what if it's like the size of a potato and you have a leash on it and you're just kind of like going down to the bee park?
If it couldn't sting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a fluffy, fat idiot. Like, they're the big dumble idiot. Like, they're the bumbling around idiots. The fucking. I love them.
There's some of those ones, like the June bugs, I think they're called, too. Those giant beetles.
Yeah, those things are scary.
I don't even think they can bite you, but I don't like the way they sound coming through the air. It's like they're loud.
Yeah.
And I don't like when they land on you, they have weight.
Yeah.
It's like a little animal landed on you.
Yeah. If you don't know what a June bug is, look it up and then be happy you don't have them in whatever part of the country you live in. Our second story is coming in from Dummy Eric, who writes, "Hey, you two dummies. Hello.
Hello.
Huge fan of all things bad magic. My girlfriend turned me on to Scared to Death last year, and now she's gone, but you're still here."
Okay.
So thanks. And then he wrote in a follow-up email. It's like, she didn't die. She just left him.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm guessing that's Eric's fault, but I don't know. I've had this email sitting in my drafts for months, and after listening to last week's episode, Ghost, Email, Playpen, Pinky Promise, and listening to the intern story, the HBO guy that sent out the wrong email.
Oh, yeah.
And told everybody, yeah, anyway. If you want to send this in. So I was 18, working at a well-known hotel chain in Litchfield, Illinois, while attending community college. After working several previous jobs in high school as a butcher cleaning deer during hunter season and a soccer referee.
All right.
Sure. This is my first semi-professional job opportunity. After bullshitting my way through the interview and wowing the pants off two middle-aged women from the start, the job was offered to me. Oh, that's so funny the way you word that.
Yep.
Because I can feel it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow.
What a nice young man.
Wow. So I took it without question. Being the person that I am, I thought I'd continue to bullshit my way through the job until I knew what I was doing. It worked for me in the past, so why would it not work for me now, right? Fast forward to 3 days later. I'm way behind on learning the software the company uses, and I was way behind on several assignments for class. And I was having some car trouble. The stress was mounting,
oh, man.
And I was beginning to wonder if I made the right decision. I was sitting in the back office in the hotel lobby, watching training videos and answering test questions with my nervous demeanor. It found a weird part of the desk under the computer. I felt it was like a small hinge that wasn't screwed in, tight, small button on it in the front. And so I started fucking around with it. I'm a fidgety person as it is. Decided to flick the thing back and forth for the next several minutes while I worked. It wasn't until five squad cars rolled up with 10 officers, all of whom had their guns drawn,
oh my God,
that I realized I was fidgeting with the fucking panic button. Those things are aptly named because I shit my pants and panicked. They came to the front desk and asked what the emergency was. The two women who hired me looked confused and scared, asked me what was going on. I lied through my teeth and told them I had no idea what was going on. It wasn't until the officer said they had 26 calls from the silent alarm, and then it all made sense. There was only one button in the whole office right where I was sitting, so the jig was up. I sat back in the back room for an hour pretending to work, still playing dumb, but really trying to listen to the officer speak with management. They must have smoothed things over well enough because the officers left shortly after, just right around the time I was supposed to leave my shift and go to class. I made the decision that this job was clearly not for me. I needed to quit immediately. On my way out to the door, I told one of the women this wasn't working out and this was my last day. She nodded her head and said, good.
So clearly they regretted wowing them over.
Yeah. Proceeding to walk outside. Good. I still think about her response and wonder if they ever paid me for those 3 days. But I was just not happy to be in that hotel anymore. Love the podcast. Check for shoes. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing. I said, no fucking pickles. Dummy Eric Dinnard. Ginnard.
Oh, Eric. Eric Ginnard.
Ginnard. Fucking fidgety flicker.
That is so funny to, like, on your way, when you're like, I think this is my, you know, the job's not working out.
Anyway.
To have somebody be like, good.
Yeah. Wow. We were thinking the same thing.
Well, thank God.
Right.
Thank God you said it. We don't have to fire you.
Right. And we're not paying you.
Wow.
But I love that. Just sitting there going through shitty training videos.
Yep.
Did you ever have a job you had to watch dumb training videos? I'm guessing. Oh. Did you have to watch them at Playboy? Seems weird and ironic.
Like HR. I don't think we ever did watch a video presentation or something like that.
The idea, and I know there's a difference, but the idea of making you guys watch like sexual harassment videos.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, got it. And you sit down with a bunch of chicks with tits out.
Right.
So a little counterproductive, but as long as you're not saying like something like I'm gonna come on those titties, so those training videos would have to be like way more intense.
Yes,
because you probably have commented on boobs and butts.
It was such a weird thing where basically the policy at, when I was working at Playboy was when the cameras were rolling, it was my job to comment on tits and butt and puss. But when the cameras off, keep it to yourself. Right. It was the weirdest thing of like talk them up like, oh my God, that's so fucking sexy. You're so fucking hot.
Showbiz, baby.
Showbiz. And then as soon as like you're over, it's like, hey, you seen any good movies lately or whatever? Uh-huh. And it was actually the most sterile environment.
Right.
It was like people were so jaded, I think, with the sexuality that people were talking about anything but sex when the cameras were over.
Funny.
Right. I get it.
Okay. I'm not going to repeat it. If you missed it, you lost.
I don't think I've ever watched a training. I went to training seminars. The only job I can think of that I went to training seminars was so many years ago when I was briefly a trainer at 24 Hour Fitness. They had people come in and we'd have to do like group exercises, I guess. Like
classes?
Yeah. But kind of like team building. That's what I'm trying to think of. Team building exercises. Like they might have actually been trust falls. It might have been that fucking lame. But it was like some regional person would come in and we'd have to go and sit in this classroom on Saturday and Sunday and talk to us about how great, 24 Hour Fitness was and how we had to sell this and we had to sell that. And I fucking hated those.
Oh, absolutely.
God, I hated those.
Yeah, I remember watching those in Radioland. We haven't watched them here. So I'm fucking honk your nipples when we get off the mic.
You guys had to watch the videos? Don't do that?
I had to have meetings. And there was a known guy in the office that was like, I think I've talked about this before. That was very creepy. And so we all assumed the meetings were because he worked there.
Mm.
The rest of us like, we got it. And then he would be there. And then sometimes he would chime in and give like examples. We're like, of course. Like, you're an expert. God. And then we're all like fucking looking at each other being like, yikesies. I don't even remember his name.
To my knowledge, most of the jobs I've had.
Touching her butt, right? Like, yeah, fuck, dude, we got it. Oh, you can't just rub people's shoulders while they're doing emails, right? Like, yeah, you can't. And like, it's it's all things that he has done.
I've never worked with somebody like that. Not that I've had that many jobs where I've worked with a lot of people, but to my knowledge, I guess I worked at a few production companies, but I would be in a little room with just like three other people. Mm-hmm. And we didn't like interact with anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, that's so weird to me to think about like working with somebody like the guy who comes up and starts rubbing your shoulders or whatever, commenting on things. Like, it's just so weird that those creeps are out there, that they don't have the fucking social intelligence to be like, dude, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Save it for the fucking singles night at the bar or whatever. Save it for your fucking Tinder. I don't know.
And even like just
don't, or don't ever do it.
Like subtle things, like your titties look great in that blouse. Like you can't even say those.
I have worked at places where there was a bunch of really sensitive people and I would just give I was taught to compliment and I'd be like, oh god damn, those fucking titties look fucking great. I bet your pussy's so tight. And then they'd be like, what? Oh,
thank you.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to compliment people.
And none of this just says more about the people I surround myself with.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I were to say that, well, in this space, like Lindsay. That's the only example I have. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I would say something like that. It's like, thank you. And then we'd all move on with our life.
I mean, I have titties too.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to get out there and fucking squeeze those titties, Logan.
Yeah. I guess we do say crazy things here. Like,
my nickname for your wife is fucking sugar tits.
Yeah. So I guess that qualifies. But because it's so absurd.
Have a good day, sugar tits.
Have a good day, sugar tits.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
No one even bats an eye. Fucking, I leave for the day.
That's true. But imagine if if you were like not joking.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Because that's the guy. Terrible. That's the guy.
It's like, that's the guy at the office. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the guy. It's, doing it because it's absurd.
Right.
And everybody knows it's absurd is one thing. But the guy of like just straight up like, what's up, sugar tits?
Right.
Like not joking.
It's really how you say
fuck.
It. Yeah. What's up, sugar tits? That's different. Then see you later, sugar tits.
It wasn't at work, but I think like one time I was legitimately sexually harassed where it was weird. It was like now you can make a case, but I just remember it was a friend of mine. She was drunk, but I was dating somebody else, and I met her at a bar, and she just straight up, instead of like when it's high, just straight up grabbed my dick, like just like hand in crotch, and squeezed my dick. Mm-hmm. It was like, what? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Did you say thank you?
No. I was just like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yikes! Like, whoa!
Because I just remember thinking if I flip that, right? How absurd! If I'm just like.
bam, bam.
just give me a little pussy grab.
Whoop.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Glad you came out tonight. Monkey, monkey. Yeah, you'd be fucking not, would not play.
Oh, people's boundaries. Everybody has different ideas of what fucking boundaries should be.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, before we move on, we're going to take a pause for the sponsors.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
One Star Heroes?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it!
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
Yarr.
Yeah.
Yarr.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the reason I have these ones picked today. Is because on TimeSuck, I'm working on Holocaust stuff. So there's
fun topic.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It is like
uplifting.
Yeah, Lindsay and I will be joking around or something, and I'll go back to work. And it is like the most, it's like, oh, more sadness. Sad. I do find it.
Where's the good part? Where's the happy part? Where's the sliver of hope?
Out of historical atrocities, it's the most fascinating one to me, though. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. Every time I learn about it, I'm like, it just. Is unbelievable to me that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And how organized and oh my God, just so terrible. So I was like on Amazon to find related things, Mein Kampf. So Hitler's basically his autobiography he wrote when he was young in like 1925, 26, I think. Mm-hmm. And his thoughts about like what he would end up later doing. So I'm like, what are people saying about that? And then also Anne Frank, you know, the Diary of Anne Frank, like, what are people saying about this poor young girl who, you know, hid in the in this house and before like the Nazis got her? I know, I can't remember how I described her that one time.
The sad little Jew that's always hiding. That's exact. I know. Wow. I will never forget
that girl. poor wording choice on my part.
Stabbing through. I couldn't remember her name. The sad little Jew that was always hiding.
Oh my God.
You're the worst.
So the Mein Kampf.
Okay.
Kindle edition. Oh, 214 ratings. Oh yeah.
Bouncing them, yeah.
And so, okay, 4 out of 5 stars, which is already, I don't know how I feel about that. But then, okay, this is such a weird thing. I guess I'm not really that surprised. Who would buy a book with an intro by an ADL member, as in Anti-Defamation League, which is a anti-Semitic, like, or well, pro-Semitic. It's a Jewish league to like, don't be anti-Semitic.
Okay.
But that's just fucking, get yourself a better copy without Jew commentary. Oh my God, you're just leaving that? And 122 people found it helpful.
Whew, almost bought it. Almost bought it for now. I know there's Jews in it.
My God.
That's insane.
That was left in 2020. So it's just so sad that after the Holocaust, the most atrocious example of like what racism can do to people, like this fucking crazy genocide, and people are still racist against it. It's like, God, the fuck? Okay. And then this next one, Jack writes, not a fun read. The translation is fine. The content is delusional, spacey, and generally badly written. My reason for reading the book is to try to understand how Hitler's Germany could have existed. Only gave it a star because the review program won't let me finish with no stars. But that's just like, what did you expect? I just picked that one because of the subject line. Not a fun. Yeah.
Wow,
it's the
bummer.
Fucking rantings of Hitler.
Total buzzkill.
God, wasn't fun.
Right.
I just thought it'd be lighter.
Huh? Trying to read this before bed. Ugh.
This is just another person. Like, what are you thinking? Sick book, writes Humberto Sanchez II.
Sick as fuck, bro.
Sick as fuck, bro. This is sick. This book should be banned. Four people found it. Well, I don't believe in banning any book.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. But like, yeah, again, what did you expect? Yes, it's a sick book. It's fucking Hitler's plan for fucking killing a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
Of course it's sick. And then, I'll find her again.
Okay.
I must have accidentally clicked something when I was setting this up. It was Jennifer, and there's Jennifer, one star.
Get her in here!
Only bought this to see what was in his sick mind. Haven't brought myself to read it yet. And I just think that's one of those things, like, that's just, then don't.
What?
That's just a weird thing to always do, no matter, even if it's Mein Kampf.
Hey, what's up? Wasted my money. See ya.
Like, <that's, laughs> haven't read this.
Right.
Like, it's just weird to me, no matter what the book is,
uh-huh.
to leave it a rating while admittedly you haven't read it.
Right.
Like, and saying that in the review.
Bought a movie ticket to go see the new Doctor Strange. Right. Never went inside. One star.
One star.
All right.
I don't know if it's good or not. I haven't seen it one star.
No idea. Bye. Popcorn was shit. Bye.
What the fuck,
Jen?
Okay, so now The Diary of a Young Girl, the definitive edition, and Frank. And they're, okay, so this is just ridiculous. Beware of explicit content. This is Stonebriar. This is not the same Diary of Anne Frank I read as a youth. It includes previously unpublished material, so beware with your own children. Hmm. This was a theme, so I looked into it, and okay, so what they did is they whitewashed some of the sexual passages out. But this is a young girl writing this, so it's not that sexually explicit at all. This is someone who's never had sex, just musing on what sexual things would be like, doing some jokes. Okay, she looked, a man had a very ugly wife and he didn't want to have relations with her. And then she wrote, one evening he came home and he saw his friend in bed with his wife, and the man said, he gets to and I have to. That's as dirty as the jokes get.
She's fucking funny.
Pretty funny.
Where'd you hear that one?
Probably dad. probably dad. And then, do you know why the German, Wehrmacht girls are in Holland as mattresses for the soldiers?
So fucking Jesus.
Right.
God, I like her more.
She's right. Pretty savage.
Yeah,
savage.
This yeah. is good.
And then,
Anne Frank.
Okay, so she wrote about sex education. She was pretending in this diary entry that she was teaching someone else. I sometimes imagine that someone might come to me and ask me to inform him about sexual matters. When attempting to explain these sexual matters, Frank used highbrow phrases such as rhythmical movement to describe sex and internal medicament to talk about contraception.
Mm.
So she's a little kid.
Do you like that rhythmic movement?
Do you like that rhythmic movement? That is what sexual stuff is.
You like that, baby? Is that the right pattern? What?
Is that the right rhythmic pattern movement? Being a teenage girl, this article says, she made sure to include a section about periods, saying menstruation is a sign that she is ripe to have relations with a man, but doesn't do that, of course, before one is married. So this is the kind of content that some parents are up in uproar about.
Mm-hmm.
On prostitution, Frank wrote, all men, this is pretty crazy, sign of the times, all men, if they are normal, go with women. Women like that accost them on the street, and then they go together. In Paris, they have big houses for that. Papa has been there.
Oh, boy.
So she heard about her dad going to a brothel. That's it. So that's as bad as the sexual content is.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. And there is more. What the fuck? Okay. I don't know what happened here when this thing loaded up.
Okay, shipped Wilbur. All the pages?
I guess. Wilbur? Okay. Wilbur Heathcliff, one star, very surprised. Was surprised. A very famous book, early in 44, turned in a teenage romance. If you are into what a 13-year-old thinks about life, go for it.
What did you think it was?
Yeah, what the fuck do you think it was? It's the diary of a younger, you fucking idiot. You're like, hey guys, right. Heads up. Young girl wrote this. If you like reading what a young girl wrote, might be for you, not this guy.
No Stephen King.
Right.
So, God, what it is, exactly what it is.
And there's so many of this. Oh, my God. Jonathan, one star, inappropriate content for the age ratings. So many parents upset about, like, the sexual content. I think that's so weird where, so you're going to let your kid read about a girl who was killed by the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how fucking sad and tragic is that? But if she makes a very tame sex joke,
right?
You got to like one star. It's outraged.
Strictly ugly wives. are the ones that are mad about this.
Right,
because she fucking roasted him.
I think so many parents fuck their kids up sexually by being so fucking weird about sex.
Yeah,
just absolutely. Not talking about it, adding so much stigma and shame to it by just avoiding it so hard.
And I don't know for sure, but I do. There's probably, probably 4 or 5.
Yeah.
People in my life, majority women that I know about, who sexually, like sexual-wise, are crazy experimental now, and they grew up in super strict households.
Right.
And nothing, super religious, no anything, and then now they're at orgies, and they just swung, pun intended, the entire opposite direction.
Right, because they made it that's where taboo. It goes.
Yeah. You made that the top thing that they wanted to explore by avoiding it at every cost.
And then other people shut down sexually and just like don't like have any enjoyment of a sexual life because so much shame, because of fucking weird, just weird attitudes about it. This is just a piece of shit. I expected to have someone like this in here. Never trust the review by someone with the username of Der Führer on an Anne Frank book. 1 star, historical lies.
Oh, jeez.
We know for a documented fact that her uncle wrote this filth years after her death with a ballpoint pen that wasn't invented until 1953, I believe. Look up the truth. Don't believe the mass media publications. More anti-German propaganda. Well, if you're such a fucking expert, you should know for sure if it's 1953. Right. I love that. Hey, man, information's out there. You can find it so fucking easy. I think it was written by some dude in 1953. I'm not sure. But anybody who wants to know.
Anyway, it's horseshit.
Anyway, it's horseshit for sure. And then I pulled up, there's an article about, it's definitely authentic. Tons of historians, because in the 60s and 70s, there was a bunch of dipshit lies about it. They really went hard on just like authenticating it. She wrote it, not her fucking uncle, you idiot.
Like, the Nazis needed more evidence for them, for the world to hate them.
And that's the thing.
It's like, without that diary.
Yep.
It's not like they'd be like, well, they weren't so bad.
Yep.
it's added to the bin.
Some people with conspiracies and stuff, I'm like, okay, you can be a smart person. You just get really deluded in this area. If you're someone who thinks the Nazis weren't that bad, you're for sure an idiot. Like, you're not just like, you got a few things wrong. You're just fucking dumb.
You just haven't tried to learn.
Yeah, you're just, or you just can't because you're fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? It's like the most documented horrific thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 more. Faranza Abubakar.
Okay.
1 star. She just wrote 1 star. So far, and then okay. So you just don't like
the book? Have I read better?
What the fuck?
Yes. Yes, there's been better books.
So weird to stop in the middle of reading and be like, so far it's okay. Wait till it's over.
But it would have been better if she came back and had an edit.
Right.
And was like, all right. Like some kind of update.
It's all right.
So far, ending. All right.
And this is actually the last one. I lied. I lied. My other thing was just
knew how it ended. Explain. That would be a review I would write. It was hard to read because the whole time I knew how this was going to end.
I knew it was going.
1 star.
It's a spoiler.
Horrible plot twist.
Horrible plot twist. So that's it. So that's all I got.
Okay. Well, that was funny. I learned
people.
I savage ass jokes for a little girl. I wouldn't have had that in the book.
Right at that age?
At that age?
I love it.
There's no, I mean, I had this like dirty, dumb jokes. But yeah. I don't think I had the ability to really roast somebody at 13.
Right, right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at some good. This is a really fun, happy story.
Okay.
All right, let's turn it around right now.
Sliver of Hope.
You ready for a happy? Why do their mics start?
I don't know.
Touching all of a sudden.
I pulled mine forward. I don't know what was going on there.
What the heck? What a world.
What a world.
That's why we're wrapping the show up.
Because the mic started touching.
We would stand for it.
We can't work like this.
It's impossible. 3-year-old girl gave a gift to her favorite bin collector, not knowing that it was his birthday. Then it gets better and better. So a weekly smile and wave turned into the sweetest interaction between a 3-year-old girl and her favorite bin collector. 3-year-old Brooklyn Andrak, I believe, has been waving to her favorite bin collector, Delvar Dobson, in Bloomington, Indiana, for about a year.
And bin collector synonymous with like trash collector,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Garbage man.
Garbage man.
And so she waits for him, and if...
she's got a little outfit on, just waiting for
him. Yeah, and there's times that she has missed him, and then the mom will drive Brooklyn around to go find them so they can get their wave in.
Oh my God.
But anyway, it keeps going. So it was Brooklyn's birthday.
Huh?
She turned 3 years old. She baked some homemade muffins with her mom to celebrate. She decided she also wanted to share one with her hero who drove by the neighborhood each Thursday. So here's a picture of Brooklyn delivering the goods. And then, of course, did not know that it was his birthday. And he said this was the only gift he got for his birthday.
Oh, no.
So that's pretty cute.
Yeah.
And then the following week, he came back with birthday gifts for her.
Oh, my God. He got her a big Barbie set and everything.
Yeah. It was a whole set. So that's cool. Yeah, I just love this relationship. And I love that we've had, throughout the history of this show,
yeah,
so many of letter carriers and like garbage men, yeah, like just city workers.
Yeah.
That are a huge part of our life that yep, have been some amazing sliver of hopes that have come
yeah,
throughout the almost 100 episodes that we've had here on Is We Done.
Did now, you say this was Bloomington, Indiana?
Yeah.
Delvar. That's home. Delvar and your Bloomington, home, Indiana.
That's my home.
So you might have had your bins picked up by this gentleman.
And maybe. I surely probably could have.
Here's the follow-up question. Did you make him a muffin?
Whoa.
No. Oh, God damn no, it.
Did
no.
You, did you even wave to him?
You know what? From the window? No, I did not.
Oh, no.
Did you leave? Did you move out here
to avoid?
Because you were embarrassed of how terrible of a person you were.
I did not want Delvar as my my pickup guy anymore.
Fuck this guy. Brooklyn just outshined you, and you just couldn't compete. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to Idaho.
100%.
Hanging out with those bums, Dan and Joe. Okay, well, I found something funny on the internet. Again, is it sexual? Of course it is. Roll it.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple, to you, from internet.
And just as a one thing I'm going to point out between Is We Dumb and Can You Don't, there is a little Easter egg involving this segment between the two shows.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think people will be like, okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
This was sent in by Dummy Jason. It's very simple, and I mean, I would never be able to use this in the bedroom without laughing, but maybe somebody can. This is a sex glove. So each finger has a different feel. You got a corkscrew. You got a beehive looking thing on the thumb.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. But you got the corkscrew. You got the bumps. You got, I guess, just like some slight little waves in it.
And I think you get more bumps on the pinky finger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Similar, smaller bumps. I feel like, is the pinky finger just for the butt?
Sure. They should have painted a different color.
Mm.
The rest of the glove was blue, and then the pinky was just brown.
They actually write on it, butt only.
Yeah, don't even dare.
Don't dare stick this in pussy.
But I never thought about having like a basically utility glove for the bedroom.
It visually is kind of creepy to me. It's like something like a serial killer would have.
But it's like a kinky Mickey Mouse,
right?
Would have so like
yeah,
have this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it seems a little weird,
uh-huh,
but I bet it would work very well.
I bet you it would.
I mean, if you, yeah.
But would it work better than anything else? And there's different colors. So you have, look, so they got black and red and blue. And it's only $40.
I mean, I guess like,
only?
It just,
it looks, I don't know.
Yeah, if you had like the toys,
mm-hmm,
because toys are great. I just feel like, is that going to actually be functional, work well, or just like novelty? Like, is there any women who are just like, nothing does it for me like this weird fucking rubber glove?
Like this Mickey Mouse sex glove.
Like this Mickey Mouse sex glove. I tossed my wand in the garbage.
Right.
You know, it's my rabbit, fucking stomped it, just threw it in the trash. And now I just have a Mickey Mouse, ribbed glove.
Swiss Army sex glove.
Swiss Army sex glove, yeah.
Where's the scissors? It's got toothpick in it. See, that would be a glove I would buy. Ooh. But you're right, the one-star review. One says that it's way too small, so you try to. But I think this one by Ernie wraps it up perfectly. It says novelty glove.
Okay,
a total novelty. It looks good, but it's too hot to wear for more than a few minutes. Your hand gets sweaty almost instantly. And right here, very little flexibility, but good bright color. Ernie's positive. He's like, shit sucks.
It's
vibrant blue,
but the color's great.
But the color pops in the dark. What? It should be glow in the dark. That's a missed opportunity. If they don't sell a glow-in-the-dark version of the Oxballs Finger Fuck Glove, which is the name of it.
Would it be good for...
Why is Finger Fuck Glove so funny? Hey, baby. Yeah? Can you get out that Finger Fuck Glove tonight?
Get that Finger Fuck Glove? It feels like a masturbation device.
Oh, okay. Not for us.
Not for us. More for like the woman. Yeah. Just, oh my God. A dude using it on his dick. Like just wants to like jerk off with a plastic glove with different ribbed...
You know that plastic bendy glove noise?
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, whatever that is, like the cleaning gloves.
Yeah.
I can't even, you can't make that noise with your mouth.
Right.
But everyone knows exactly what it sounds like. And probably doesn't feel good on your dick. All right, let's read some junk mail letters.
I like junk mail letters.
Right, roll it.
It's junk mail.
is from Dummy John.
John?
Dan! Joe!
Yes,
that's it. Exclamation points. I was listening to your latest episode when you mentioned taking a cruise to Hawaii and sneaking onto a cargo ship. Well, my sister found a program where you can do just that legally. She lived in New Zealand for a year, and on her trip back, instead of flying, she rode a cargo ship home. What? She had her own cabin and met an older woman who has done it several times, so it's not like you're on a random person amongst all these different sailors. She said it was a blast and cheaper than flying. I believe it did take her about a week to get to California, though.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 2 weeks. Thanks for all the entertainment and laughter. John Thompson. So, sister's a fucking pirate. Dude, I don't...
A week?
I have never been in a position in my life, and maybe this has more to say about my personality than maybe how busy I was when I was maybe in college.
Yeah.
But I would never just be like, I don't know. I mean, it could take a week or 2 weeks. We don't really know. When you're going to get to California. I'd be like, well, that doesn't work for me.
Right.
Because my
trip. That works for almost no one.
Right. My trip, I have 4 days there.
Yeah.
I can't just show up within a week or 2 weeks. And then I guess I'll be back in a month. Like, I guess never have been in that position, whether I have a job or I'm going to school.
You get a lot of flexibility in your life.
To get on a fucking cargo ship from Hawaii to California.
Manic. I didn't know that was, that's so crazy that it's an option.
Yeah. And I mean, I could see it being fun. No, never mind.
Does she get her own container?
Well, they said she got a cabin.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, because I guess, you know what, because I guess the crew has to sleep. And I wonder if they just typically have a couple empty
rooms. Exactly. Might as well fill them up and take some money. Yeah, and make some new friends.
God, I just can't imagine, I guess they probably have a cafeteria where the crew would eat.
Probably fish.
You have to catch your own fish.
Crab basket off the back.
Don't touch
my crab basket, bitch. Those are my crabs.
I want to know more details now.
I know.
Is there a cafeteria? Is there a bar? Is there any kind of amenities at all? I'm gonna say very low on the amenity scale.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to our second piece of junk mail. This is coming in from Dummy Drew, who writes, "Hello, fellas. I'm on episode 91, and you guys are talking about the speed camera that auto sends you a ticket. I was 18, 19 years old, I worked for the city doing city work stuff like cutting grass. The city voted to put in red light cameras, and everyone hated them. If your bumper crossed the line when the light was red, you got a ticket. Or if you turned right on red, they'd also give you a ticket. So to fight it, basically me and the rest of the city workers would purposely pull just over the line in the work trucks so the city would get fined $100. And we found out the cameras would take a picture of the license plate front and back, but also they would take a picture of the driver. So me and another temp government... another temp got a very stern talking to, because when one of the pictures showed up to the city hall, it showed me, the driver, flipping off the camera and my buddy in the passenger seat mooning the camera.
Oh my God.
Who was a ginger, so even though it was summer, his pale, almost ghostly ass really stuck out. My supervisor was literally speechless when trying to scold us, but in the end, it was mission accomplished, because after thousands of dollars in fines that came to the city hall just for the city trucks, they decided to get rid of the cameras. That is genius. To have the
oh my God,
fine itself.
Yeah.
Put it in, and they have to pay their own fucking fines. Love the show. 3 out of 5 stars, wouldn't change a thing.
What a
Dummy Drew.
Drew, ballsy move.
Ballsy move. Nice butt.
Yeah. What? And pulled it off.
Yeah.
They got rid of those cameras.
Mm-hmm. Fuck those cameras, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before, but I do believe in the state of Idaho, it's everywhere. You can't fucking have them. So that's one thing about living in
Idaho that's good.
Living here.
I'm kidding.
I love fucking living Idaho. Just there's some weird stances, but I am happy that they don't have those.
Cool. We have a lot of very good things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in favor of small government, but then also a lot of people who are so crazy. But I guess you get that in probably a lot of states.
Too far. A lot of oh boy, why are you out there?
Oh man,
come on back in.
How do you think that's gonna work?
How long have you lived in the woods?
I came from Indiana, I feel like moving out to Idaho, not much has changed.
Okay, great.
So they're multiplying. Okay, well that's it for this episode. Let's just wrap it up, and then we'll do this again next week.
Yeah,
and then I promise you, we are going to find a way to make it all the way to episode 100.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plan,
mm-hmm.
and there's no way this plan shouldn't work. So we're gonna see episode 100,
and we think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Hey Logan, thank you.
Thanks for including me, guys.
Yeah, of course, man. Got that new Dumb Thugs in Harmony shirt. Check that out. Got a new shirt. Put it in the store and you buy it with your money.
Hey,
wear it to a show. BadMagicMerch.com, and then there's no point in promoting anything else. So why the fuck would I do that?
Hey,
But I can from the other show. So if you normally send in content, and you guys do, there's a ton of it to go through.
Yeah.
But start sending that to the Can You Don't email address, which is heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com, and then I will be reading those.
Perfect.
All right, well, let's wrap it up with a neat fact.
Neat fact.
Set. Okay, roll it.
Wow. Neat fact.
Sent in by dummy Jeff.
Jeff. Jeffrey.
Did you know if all 7 billion humans competed in a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, the winner would only have to win 33 times in a row?
That's pretty wild. That is how it would cut down that quickly.
I know. I mean, no matter how you look at this thing, no matter how many football fields you cut in half. Yeah, you just take halvesies, and it only takes 33
Because it would
times.
Go down, okay, if it's 7, it go down to 3.5 billion, mm-hmm. First round.
Mm-hmm.
Second round goes to 1.75 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're out of the billions.
Yep.
The third round, isn't right?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
God.
We could do it.
We could do it.
Exponential numbers are wild.
Then babies would be born, but they're not good at the game. They'd be throwing rock all the time, so you know you could beat them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They'd be born and be like, they can't even open their hands.
That is fucking crazy that the whole world could compete in that tournament, and it's only going to last 33 rounds.
We could do it in an afternoon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Especially with technology today. Everyone's just like Zoom calling in.
Yep, yep.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. We love you.
Bye.
Magic Productions.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.